Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. And today we're talking about boundaries. I don't think I can have this conversation enough. And it often comes up with my one-on-one coaching clients of how do I do this? Most importantly, it's not how do I do it, but it's the feelings that come with that often that they are working through. Like they know that they're in an unhealthy position or in a place, or they just know that things might even still be healthy here, but maybe things are just getting out of control and some boundaries need to be put in. The problem that comes with that is they often feel guilty about it. Now, I don't know your situation personally, but I know that there are ways that we can set boundaries without feeling guilty about it. But also on the other side, a lot of that comes with working through the emotions that we experience, because we have to get to the root of what kind of guilt that is. And we can do that together one-on-one. I have open spots for mental health coaching right now. If you want to book a free consultation, you can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, or wherever you're listening to this episode in the show notes, there's going to be a link that takes you right to the page. But today, let's just talk about setting boundaries and let's talk about the guilt that comes with it. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Can you remember a time recently when you allowed someone to do or say whatever they wanted to you? Can you just remember how that felt? Or can you remember a time when you kept someone or something in your life longer than you should have because confronting the problem felt like too much? It may have felt easier to deal with the pain of staying and holding on than communicating and letting go, or just putting things in place felt scary. And you were coming to this ultimatum where you felt like it was just easier to stay and deal with the pain than putting something in place, creating a healthy atmosphere, or just letting go. And then we say, it's okay, it's okay. And we convince ourselves, it's just the way that they are. And then we just lie to ourselves to keep, really to help, I should say, subside the pain the best that we can. But here comes this question, but what if it's family? A coaching client recently asked me, how do I set boundaries with family members without feeling guilty about it? It's a very real and honest question. I think many of us have felt this. We don't want to hurt anyone we care about purposely. But we also know we can't let their hurt continually hurt us. And with this one-on-one coaching client, I continued to remind her of the situation that she was in, what she was walking through, and how healthy it can be to put things in place. And in my own life, I shared with her how this looked practically and how I was able to set up my own boundaries with friends, with especially family members. I have done this for a very long time. And it doesn't feel easy, friend. I know that. But like I said, we're not here to hurt anybody that we care about purposely. But we also know we can't let their hurt continually hurt us. You're kind of holding these two truths at the same time. But when we hear the word boundaries, we often think of like a hard line in the sand that no one can cross at any time. And that's not true. It's kind of like we believe boundaries are a place of seclusion. We believe boundaries are keeping people out of our lives just because I think social media has made it so unhealthy by phrases like, if they don't serve you, basically, then they need to be out of your life. If these people don't make you happy, then you need to remove yourself. Well, that's just not the whole truth. And it sounds really good, but if we look at society as a whole in people, we're having a really hard time communicating effectively. We're having a hard time just dealing with conflict because we just block people without having conversations. We just delete people. And that's just not how we have a relationship. Relationships are going to go through ebbs and flows of pain. That's just the way that it is. We're going to upset people. We're going to have somebody forgive us. Like, it's just the reality of relationships. But we have been taught, I believe, by social media that it's one and done. You hurt me, I'm done with you. Now, I always feel like I have to do the disclosure of abuse, whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual. I am not referring to those topics of relationships because most of the time you will have to physically remove yourself from that situation. I'm talking about just everyday relationships that we have with people. And so we kind of just starting, we think it's a boundary, but really we're just unhealthy by kicking everybody out of our lives. Because where's that leading us? It's leading us to a place of seclusion. Some boundaries we may set may keep people at a safe distance from us. I get that. However, the point of boundaries is to let people in our lives know how far to go with us. When we want to create community and deepen relationships, we must communicate with others about our levels of safety and what protects both people involved from getting hurt any further. And here's what I want you to write down or repeat in your head, wherever you're at, is this. If you hear anything from boundaries, it's this. I'm in charge of the behavior that I'm going to be around. That is what you're saying. That's it. So let me say that again. Setting boundaries and simply saying this, I'm in charge of the behavior that I'm going to be around. You are not trying to get someone to do something for you. You are actually communicating what you are going to do. I just had this conversation with some of my one-on-one clients and with the girls in my women's ministry from my church, where we were talking about some boundaries with family. And I said this, you are going to have to make a decision based on somebody else's decision. If that person is continually deciding to do things that you have already said that are not okay, that's okay. That is their decision. You cannot change them. But now you are going to change or make your decision based on their decision. Now, what I mean by that is if you've communicated effectively and clearly and they continue to violate it, then you're continuing to change your decision based on their decision. What I'm not saying here is you are succumbing to every single atmosphere and you're changing who you are and you're only making your decisions based on their decisions. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that you're coming from a place of wisdom to say, you have made a choice to do XYZ. And with that choice, I am now changing my decision of how I'm showing up here. You're making a decision based on their decision, because you can't change their decision. You can't change what's been done, but you can change yours. I just want you to think about a bull and a chicken for a minute. So a bull, like a animal bull, and a chicken. Each animal is very different in nature, requiring a different type of fence. Think of it as a boundary line. To protect it, right? You're going to protect the bull from maybe other bulls or people, right? It's the boundary line protects the bull and the people on the other side. But also the same thing with a chicken, right? It's going to be a different kind of boundary line. And we've also heard boundaries kind of referred to as a house with a fence. Some people are allowed in. They're just allowed in the yard. Some people are only allowed to look at the house. Other people are allowed across the fence. Some can be at the kitchen table with you. Every person we come in contact with is different in personality, character, and really where they are in their walk with the Lord. But we must recognize that not everyone gets all of us at the same level, even if it's blood family. And then we start to think, what about the guilt? Individuals who have grown up really in environments where their needs were invalidated or where they were rewarded for selfishness may struggle to recognize their right to set boundaries. Okay, so this is why we experience this guilt, where we've been invalidated for so long that when we recognize that something needs to be done here, it doesn't feel right. Another reason is that we worry that setting boundaries will lead to rejection, conflict, a negative response from others, because we fear that by asserting our needs, we're going to upset and disappoint those around us. And what do I always say to my one-on-one coaching clients, my friends, the women I minister to at the church? I say, they will probably upset you. And they might be disappointed in you, but that is their actions, and it is no longer your duty to persuade them, to convince them of what you have been called by God to do, to protect, and what is right and healthy and good and true. You don't have to prove to them your choices. Another reason that we experience guilt is people with low confidence in who they are in Christ. We might feel as though their needs are less important than others, which can lead to guilt when they try to assert themselves. And again, saying it, this is something I see often in my coaching practice, of really feeling like, as a follower of Jesus, everybody else matters but themselves. And another reason that we feel guilty for setting boundaries is that some of us have mistakenly believed that setting boundaries is selfish or unkind rather than healthy or necessary aspect of relationships. And when we refer to the Bible, we see that boundaries also have to do with self-control. The Bible commands us to control ourselves. However, our human nature really desires to control others. Personal boundaries, it helps us to limit our selfish instinct to control or really just manipulate others, where boundaries can protect us from those who have no self-control and those who wish to control us. So we're not trying to get people to respect us. We're just creating a healthy environment by showing respect. And we set the boundaries for how we want to be treated by the way we treat others, which can come from setting boundaries. And you're just letting people know, again, that this is how far they can go with you. You are telling others how you are going to control your behavior. You are communicating what you are going to do. You're not telling others what they're going to do to make you feel better or make you feel more comfortable. You're coming from a place of love, truth, and honesty to say, I'm not okay when you correct me in my parenting. And this can be worded in very different ways, but I'm just addressing different topics. When somebody, you know, talks to you about how you parent your kids or deal with certain situations, or the way that you eat, that's a big one. The way that you move your body, the way that you don't. You know, there are so many aspects that go into this, but you are just communicating what you are going to do if they continue to try to control you, tell you what to do. I want you to see that shift. God also gives us freedom to choose to live within His boundaries or outside of them. And to live outside of God's boundaries means that we also accept the consequences. Living inside God's boundaries, really, it brings blessing, and living outside of them brings destruction and death. And we can read in Romans 6:23, healthy boundaries lovingly offer choices to others rather than in attempting to control them. Godly emotional boundaries clearly communicate their expectations and the reasons behind them. Biblical boundaries clearly define the consequences of a violation of their borders. This is important. We have to let people know what the consequence is if they continue to do that. Maybe it's you're not going to see them every Sunday. You're not going to see them or talk to them until they can talk to you in a way that's not vulgar or criticizing or something like that. There has to be a consequence to the behavior. And then you have to be willing to follow up with that and to be able to say, this is not okay. Now that I've continued to have this conversation with you, you continue to violate this border and what I've asked you not to do. So I'm going to have to put this into place. I'm going to have to, you get to make what that is. Boundaries help to keep us emotionally healthy and surrender to the word of God. What I have learned the most is that when it comes to boundaries, the pain I have never dealt with will deal with me and show up in my relationships. My pain will allow me to tolerate things that I should have never been accustomed to. And I'll end by saying this. It's both and. Boundaries require us to know who we are in Christ, to process through our pain, and use clear communication to those who need it. Because this is not just making rules for people. And that's important. If you need help setting boundaries or talking about boundaries, you can work with me one-on-one and I can be your mental health coach. But first, you can always book a free consultation. Actually, all new clients before they become clients are required to book a free consultation with me to make sure that I can serve you well and that we are a great fit for each other. So you can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.